Hey y'all, I'm back again with another episode. My name is Mia. Let's get into it. Today's title is Be Bold with Your Boundaries. I'm gonna say it again. Be bold with your boundaries. Go ahead and get your pencil, your paper, open up your notes app, and get ready to receive some notes, all right? So, I want to start the episode off by defining the word boundary. Boundaries are limits that you set to protect your emotional, mental, and physical well-being. Basically, it's making sure that your needs, your values, and priorities are respected. I'm gonna say that again, respected, y'all, in relationships and daily life. I feel like it's good to note that we should not have to compromise our boundaries. We should not have to compromise our needs, our values, our priorities when it comes to the relationships that we have with other people. This could be friends, family, spouses, coworkers, and even ourselves, y'all. Even ourselves. So I'm going to give you guys four ways to be bold with your boundaries. Number one, alone time of filling up your cup. I'm going to say that again. Number one, alone time of filling up your cup. Filling up your cup is just prioritize time to yourself. Take what you need. This can look like so many different things. It could be working out, it could be reading, journaling, spending time with God, going for a walk, taking yourself out to eat, going shopping, napping. Sometimes we just need a little nap. Listen to your favorite songs, listen to your favorite podcast, picking up a hobby. But weekly, guys, we should be filling up our cup in some type of way. Now, week to week, just based on what we have to do, it can look different. But I feel like consistently over time, making sure you're making that a priority is going to be a game changer for you. If you're someone who is constantly feeling burnt out, constantly feeling like all you're doing is serving other people and really just serving from this place of emptiness, and you feel like you can't even go or make a decision, you're feeling so brain fogged, and you probably need some alone time. You probably need to take some time to fill up your cup. Filling up your cup is really any activity that fuels you, that does not burn you out, that does not take away from you, okay? And I know I said alone time. Sometimes filling up our cup could be just us talking with, the people that we love, the people that are closest to us. So if that is included for filling your cup up, go ahead and do that. But I do feel like it is important just to be with yourself and to be with your thoughts. So that is the first way, the first step that you can take with being bold with your boundaries. All right, number two, purpose-driven activities only. I'm gonna say this again. Point number two, finding purpose-driven activities only. It's kind of building up off of point number one. But y'all, we need to be very selective on what we do with our time. We have to think of time as an investment because it is. We cannot get time back. Once time is spent, it's spent, you know? And so make sure that your energy is being poured into things that are going to add value to your life. You have to make sure that you're shifting your focus on habits and decisions that add meaning to you. Things, like I said, that fill you up and do not burn you out. So I feel like if you have goals in your life, we really have to figure out what it takes to get there. What type of time do I have to spend to really building up towards my goal? So if let's talk about fitness, right? So if it's fitness, we know that we have to work out consistently and we have to eat clean consistently. So making sure that you're making decisions that add up to that. So for example, eating healthy, it's not just gonna, of course we have to eat healthy, but how? That means we have to go grocery shopping. So making time for that, making time for cooking, making time for even budgeting our money to make sure we have enough for our groceries, not spending our grocery money up. For the gym, making sure that we have eaten enough to have the energy to work out, that we have slept enough the night before to have the energy worked out, and then we're not just in the gym, low key high on caffeine and pre-workout, and we haven't even rested and eaten enough or drinking enough water. So purpose-driven activities only. This can be applied to fitness, to whatever personal, financial goals that you have for yourself. You have to make sure that you are being selective. And I want to just kind of end this point with saying sometimes when it comes to purpose-driven activities, we have to do things that are required that we actually don't want to do. We have to be disciplined. So you're not going to always feel like it, y'all. We're not going to always feel like it, feel motivated to take the actions necessary to get to our goal. There's so many workouts that we don't want to do. There's so many times that we don't really want to go to bed, that we actually want to stay up all night. You know, there are times that we need to go grocery shopping and we would rather spend that money on going out to eat or going to brunch, but we actually need to not do that and make sure that we're investing in our health and wellness. So when it comes to those times, just be mindful, be disciplined, and make the right choice. Every choice you make is going to add up to that bigger picture. So yeah, that was number two, purpose-driven activities only. Number three is setting boundaries in relationships. I'm going to say that again, setting boundaries in relationships. It's important to live life for your well-being, not for anyone else. We are living life for us, but I want to say not in a selfish or self-righteous way, you know, don't be selfish, but you do have to prioritize your needs, what you value and what you want out of life. Set those limits with people. Yes, even the people closest to you. For example, right now, I'm on a 75 soft challenge. And so one thing that is important during this challenge is minimal alcohol consumption and minimal eating out. I'm only supposed to be doing this on special occasions. Now, we can make anything a special occasion, y'all. You could be like, well, I got a promotion, or well, we can find something, like it's been a long week. I need to feel special. Boom. I'm finna go out to eat. Boom. I'm finna go get margaritas. Boom. It's Taco Tuesday. I'ma celebrate XYZ. You know what I'm saying? We can make it up. We can make it make sense even when it doesn't. And so for me, setting boundaries is letting all the people that I know that is closest to me, like, hey, y'all, I'm on a 75 soft. So please don't invite or ask me to go out to eat or to go get drinks, because it may be a little tempting. I'm at the beginning right now, so I'm feeling strong. But you never know how things will feel in a few weeks when you're kind of like craving the taco and tequila margarita just because you can't have it. You want it. Y'all know how it be sometimes. So just setting those boundaries in relationships. I let my family know. My mama had offered me, y'all, a piece of red velvet cake yesterday. And I love, and it was bundt cake. I love that cake. That's my favorite type of cake. And I had to say, no, girl, I'm actually on the 75 soft challenge, so I cannot eat sweets. And she was like, oh, no worries, I'll eat your slice for you. But just simple things like that, letting people know what you have going on, and the people who love you will respect it and it will be your biggest cheerleader. And honestly, if they don't, you might want to pray about that person. But I want to end point number three talking about boundaries, right? Sometimes we have to have boundaries set within ourselves. We can be our own worst enemy. And so really being clear with you, you know, for example, if I'm on the 75 soft challenge, I have to make sure that I'm not putting myself in positions to possibly be tempted or to fail. So if someone does say, hey girl, let's go to drinks, and really convinces me that, you know, getting a drink today would be under the special occasion category, even though in my heart I know it's not, how about I just say no and let's catch up after my challenge and I'll go get drinks with you then? Let me say no versus putting myself in this environment that is going to make me want to break my fast. So that's what I mean by even setting those boundaries within you, because we do have relationships with ourselves. Okay. So that was point number three, setting boundaries in relationships. Last point, point number four, is communicate and stand on business. We've been saying stand on business for quite some time. That was one of the big phrases of this year. So what I mean by that is really coming in from the last point, be honest with yourself. Before we communicate to others, we have to understand our needs first. You have to understand the why behind the why behind the boundary. If you don't feel connected to it, you're going to fold. You're not going to stand strong, stand on business with the boundary if you don't even believe in it yourself, you know? So really take that time, like going back to point one, spending that alone time or filling up your cup. If you decide to journal, maybe take time to journal about what boundaries do I need to have in place and why. And then after that, you can start communicating with the people closest to you about those boundaries. Now, when we are in this place and space where it's time for us to stand up for ourselves and tell people, you know, this is my boundary that I have, make sure you speak in truth and love. You know, you don't have to have an attitude or start an argument. Now, depending on the person that you're communicating with, it can get like that, you know, but have that heart posture of gentleness and kindness and saying, you know what, I'm just speaking my truth and speaking out of love. I'm not trying to hurt anyone or disappoint anyone, but I have to, like we said, I just said, stand on business. We have to stand on business with our boundaries. All right. There is a way to maintain your relationships with other people without compromising your needs and your values. Like I was just saying at the beginning of this lesson, we should not have to compromise our needs and values and our priorities for people. And I know it may feel like that, and I know it may be even easier said than done, but the truth is, it's okay to like put these boundaries in place, y'all. It's fine. And you know, unfortunately, there may be some people in our lives that may not understand and they may feel some type of way, but I promise the peace that you will feel after setting up that boundary is going to be worth it, especially from months now when you look back and when you see like, wow, I put this boundary out and I've been sticking to it, and you'll really start to see the changes in your life that you are aspiring to have. And so to recap that was point number four, communicate and stand on business. Now I want to wrap boundaries into fitness and our personal life, because you know, guys, it does go together. We have to prioritize our well-being. We have to protect our time and energy when it comes to trying to get to our fitness goals. You have to honor your commitments to yourself. I'm going to say those three points again. When it comes to boundaries and fitness and personal life, remember that they do go together. They do depend on each other. And so you have to realize that you have to prioritize your well-being. You have to protect your time and your energy. And you have to honor your commitments to yourself. You will not be able to thrive in health and wellness if you're not making it a priority. You will not be able to thrive in your fitness journey if you don't have the time for it. And if you don't have the energy for it, we have to honor the commitments that we make to ourselves. So if you're someone out here that's been complaining or just feeling down bad about the way that you look, feeling unhealthy, feeling like your life and your routine are just filled with these unhealthy habits that are making you lose at life. You don't feel like you're going to win. You have no hope. You have no faith, no positivity because of your decision-making, because of just your current circumstances or even because of the things that you've done in the past. Take a deep breath. It's okay. But now that you know that you want to work harder, you want to pivot, you want to change, honor that commitment to yourself and start by setting boundaries. And the first boundaries we set are the boundaries that we set within ourselves. If you don't honor your own commitments and if you don't hold yourself accountable, how can you expect people to respect your boundaries that you're setting? So if I set a boundary and I tell my friends and my family that this is my new boundary, then they see me the next day, the next week, the next weekend, going back on my own word of a commitment that I made for myself, why would they respect anything that I'm doing if I'm not respecting myself, if I'm not honoring myself? So that's where it starts. once you start to honor yourself and love yourself and prioritize yourself, your well-being, then people will follow through. And if they don't, I would just say let people fall off as they will, you know. But of course, we don't want to start drama or anything like that. But just keeping in mind that your well-being is the most important thing to your life. It really, really is. And so that's really all I have for y'all today. I hope that you found some gems. I hope that you are now feeling a little bit more bold to be, I hope that you guys are feeling boldness, that you want to be now bold with your boundaries. You feel empowered and you feel inspired. Because I really am, after making this episode, let's be bold with our boundaries. I'll see y'all soon. Bye.